Head of Delegation Gerald Wolf told journalists that while conditions for investments have improved in Zimbabwe, they need guarantees that their investments would be safe in the country.
We want to be sure that conditions are met to have a non-risky investment, because at the end of the day, this is it for a business. Business has to be in a de-risky environment.
But emerging from a meeting with President Robert Mugabe and Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa at State House, Wolf said they had secured some of the guarantees.
We got some insurance on that. This is good news. And now we're going to work with our counterparts from the Zimbabwean companies in order to prepare the future of this country.
He said French companies are looking for long-term partnerships in Zimbabwe, hence the need for guarantees on their investments. Chinamasa noted that Zimbabwe remains open to investment and government was doing everything to create a conducive environment to attract investment from all over the world. He said government would soon come up with clear, consistent and predictable policies.
Changes that affect the original decision adversely should be avoided. So we have committed ourselves, and the discussions were excellent with His Excellency, that with respect to the indigenization policy, we are very clear. The resource-based sector is a different story and should be treated strictly as the 51.49%.
French Ambassador to Zimbabwe Laurent de la Hoze said Zimbabwe also needed to be clear on the issue of property rights in order to attract foreign direct investment.
There are issues around property rights in Zimbabwe, and there again, foreign investors need clarification from the government of Zimbabwe.
Lack of clarity on the country's empowerment law and rampant violation of property and other rights by the state have been cited as some of the major stumbling blocks in attracting foreign investment. Several business delegations from Europe have visited Zimbabwe to explore investment opportunities in the country, but have raised concern over the lack of clarity on the empowerment law. The law compels foreign-owned companies to transfer majority stakes to local people. There have been conflicting reports on the revision of the indigenization law in government corridors, with some ministers claiming that the piece of legislation will apply on a company basis. But some ministers have dismissed these suggestions, saying the law is not being applied by line ministries that have different empowerment thresholds. The 10 companies which are represented in the French delegation have an annual turnover of $100 billion and employ 500,000 people globally. Some of the major French companies operating in Zimbabwe are fuel giant Total and cement producer Lafarge. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.